The conference will now begin.
Shalom Chevra, Don Uli here at 2:15 on Erev Shabbos. Everybody's probably busy taking care of kids and doing whatever they have to do. I have my kid doing dominoes right now, promising them that I'll be back in about 9 minutes and 46 seconds. So here we go. Let's try to continue, try to find an akudato within ourselves in this difficult time. But most people make the Shem are staying upbeat. We're trying to stay positive. We're finding the kudos tovos. Even a little bit, we said. There might be some tension. There might be some anxiety. There might be a lot of it. But even if there's a little bit of goodness, a little bit of menucha, Shabbos is coming, a little bit is already good. Because Kodesh Baruch, what does he want from us now? What does he want from us now? We're holding by the sugi of Anos Rechmano Patre. Anos Rechmano Patre, Kodesh Baruch Hu, has put us into a certain situation which is very difficult. On the Shekhmana Patrick, we're putter. And therefore, whatever we do is gewaldic. It's bonus point time. So we have to remember that and not to be feel bad about ourselves, not to be depressed. If you can't daven well, if you can't learn well, if you're not able to have concentration, if you're losing your patience a little more than usual, this is a very difficult time. We just have to try our best and never to get down. By everything to feel, say, okay, Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted me to fall, but I'm going to get back up. I'm going to find an akudat tovos within myself like I found for many years before. This is not going to break me. This is not going to break us. We're going to get through this together in Mitzvah Hashem. So let's continue on page 37. That we're getting up early in the morning. Is Gabriel Kari Lamod Boker Lavod Es Borei. We're getting up like a lion. We're finding an akudat tovos to awake in the morning to turn the shechira, the black, to the na'avani. We're turning the black into the person's beauty. To find within the blackness, to find within the darkness, to find within the slumber. The Nikudas Tovah, the light, the Or Kitov. And that's the meaning of Avram Avinu, who is the Sugya of Lama Baboker, the Yashkim Avram Baboker, that he woke before Bilum, before the Nikudas rose, before the negativity, before the pessimism. We preceded that. We got up earlier than that. Avram Avinu got up earlier to precede the Bilum. That we're not going to allow the negativity to enter into our lives. We're not going to let the Nikudas rose even enter in, because if you find one Nikudas Tovah, you're already protected. Because that's still good. And with that Adayin, with that one little Nekuda Tova, that ode, then Azamra L'Kadu Adi, I still could sing to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the morning. That's how the morning is supposed to be. And on page 37, Rabbi Nachman goes weiter, and he says, V'zevshu Nismach Adah, the Ramah we learned a few weeks ago, the Ramah, on the first Sif in Shulchan Aruch, he adds a very interesting line, Shivis Yesham L'Negdi Samet, that I place before God before me always. Why would he add that? That's a klal galo always. Shavit Hashem Negdi Samet. He could have put that anywhere. Why is it specifically in this first sif? Hayu Shatam Ani Meisim Mashve Umeshav Hashem Negdi Einai. That I always place and set Hashem in front of my eyes. Ki Afal Pi Shani Rochuk Meni Yisbarach. But even though I am far or I feel far from Kadosh Baruch Hu, Afal Pi Kein Hashem Negdi Samet Dechol Mokum. Nevertheless, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I still place him before me always because he's there. Anytime I find a Nekudah Tovah within myself, the smallest Nekudah Tovah doesn't matter. Thus is the Borei Olam. And then you're holding by the Madreig of Shavit Hashem and Agisam. So Rabbi Nelson teaches that Shavit Hashem and Agisam, and someone might think, wow, that's a high Madreig, it's huge. We have to every single moment be connected to a Kadosh Baruch on the way of Dveikis, like a Tzadikim. Rabbi Nelson says, if you just look to the Nekudah Tovah in your life, and you're confident in that in your life, that you feel good about yourself because you're connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in some small way, you've already been holding the Madreig of Shavisi Hashem the Negdi Samet, which is a Gevaldic level. And you have to believe that. The problem is most people don't believe this. Most people are thinking, Nekudah Tovah, Shmukudah Tovah, what's the big zach? If you think that way, then you didn't really find the Nekudah Tovah. If you doubt the Nekudah Tovah, then you did not find the Nekudah Tovah. Nekudah Tovah means you mamash belief. All we need is one. And says everyone else, and it said, Perish Apostle, the Apostle says, Shavit, Samet, Kimi, Mimi, Bao Emot. That I place a Kodesh Baruch Hu across from me. Why Kimi, Mimi? From my right side, from my right hand. Bao Emot, I won't stumble. I'm always going to be able to place Hashem before me. What gives a person the ability to place Hashem before him? Even when he's at low places, When he's losing his patience, when he's getting angry, when he's frustrated, when things aren't going well, when he's losing money, because of the right side, which which is the right side. It's right to be right. The Chinas Avram, the Chinas of Avram is even the Chinas Chesed, I did Zeb Alamed, because the person is always looking for the Chesed, Olam Chesed Yibane. And when you find one Chesed in your life, then you become a person who will not stumble. You'll be able to make it through. Page 38, the Bechina, this is the Bechina of, in a mighty Mataragli, if I said to the Dovah the Melech, let my foot stumbles, Mataragli, my foot stumbles, doesn't matter. Chas Becha Hashem Yisadeni. Your Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisadeni will support me. Ki Aideh Chesed, through the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through one finding the Chesed of Hashem, finding the Chesed within himself. Hayinu Shemate Chlapei Chesed, that Danis Atzma L'Kasuchu. Through that, a person can incline himself. It's interesting. Mate, to incline oneself, and we're talking about going to the side of Chesed, is the same root as Mata, which meant to stumble. So we need to turn the Mata into Mate, to incline ourselves towards Chesed. You can incline yourself toward Gevura and judge yourself unfavorably, or you can be Mate Klape Chesed, and you could turn to the right side, the Dami Asam from the Katsukos, and judge yourself for the good. It's so easy right now to fall into a little bit of Yish, to fall into a little bit of depression, to fall into a little bit of Asam, a little bit of black, and just know it's all in your own mind. Close your eyes and think about Shabbos. Close your eyes and think about something good about yourself. Close your eyes and think about, we said past, present, or future. You could think of a past Likudei Tova, that works. You could think of a present Likudei Tova, that works. And you could even think of a future Likudei Tova, like by the ego, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu already let us live because of the future in Mishkan. The Kodesh Baruch Hu let us out of Mitzrayim because of the ensuing Kabbalah Torah. So today, if a person feels down about himself, just close your eyes and think about the little Chodoli tonight. Think about a little bit of the time you'll ask the kids sleeping tonight. You get to learn a little bit. Or you'll sleep a little bit more into Menucha, or the Cholent, or the Challah. Something, think about something. Listen to a Niggun. Or prepare yourself, whatever it is. Any Nekudei Tova you could find, past, present, or future. Past, present, or future. Hashem Haya Hove V'Yiyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, He is, and He will be. If the Nekudei Tova in our life is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, like we said, the Ki Tov Tov Hashem Lako. Tov Hashem Lako. The Tov is in everybody. Of the Kodesh Baruch. And if Hashem's HaYehovah V'yeh, then therefore our Nekudei Tova could be HaYehovah V'yeh. And therefore he says, and we can judge ourselves the Kasfos and make ourselves, and we can change our countenance. We could flip that frown upside down. I know it sounds silly, but it's so easy to be frowning and not to be smiling right now. And I got Musa the other day. I was walking to a certain place, and I passed by somebody, and I didn't really look at him so much. Because, you know, the social distancing, you know, you forget that we're not in Tisha B'Av. And the guy yells at me and says, this isn't Tisha B'Av. Like, what's going on over here? And I said, you're right. This was a few days ago. I said, you're right. We could look at each other. We still could smile. We still could wave. We still could do the simcha. This is not a time that it's not Tisha B'Av. Yes, we have to bow and we have to cry. And we have to do that in our private homes. And if we have to fast, if we have to fast together and we have to have Yom Kippur together, we'll do that. But otherwise, we need, as Sam coined today, vitamin S. Vitamin S is the simcha. That's the greatest vitamin that's going to get us through this. That's the vitamin. Not vitamin A, not vitamin K, not vitamin D. Vitamin S. Simcha. That's the way. You get the simcha how? You're finding the Kodesh Tovos. Thinking positively. Thinking optimistically. Ayideze yachalim to Hashem yizbochno. Find the Kodesh Baruch Hu constantly. Tom it. Ayideze lo yimobo. And therefore, a person will never stumble. Vizeo and that's when the Pasuk says, Berov sarapai bekirbi. Tanchumech yishashu nafshi. And the Pasuk says, when the fears within me are abundant, your consolations cheer my soul. Translating right from the bottom. When your fears within me are abundant, your consolations cheer my soul. When these thoughts, there's so many thoughts, a person thinking of what's going to be, Parnassa and this virus, and there's so many thoughts, and Bilam. Bilbo, as we know, is Bilam and Balak. The first two letters of Bilam is Beis Lamed. The first two letters of Balak is Beis Lamed. That's Bilbo. See, the Zohar says Bilam, the last two letters are Ayin Mem of Bilam. And by Balak, the last two letters are Lamed Kuf. That makes a Malik. That's what the Zohar says. But I don't know if the Zohar says this, but the first two letters of each of the name is Bilbo. The Beis Lamed of Bilam, the Beis Lamed of Balak. That's a Bilbo, a Malik, the doubt, creates Bilbo Hadash. And all these thoughts, there's too many thoughts. Stop looking at the news. The news is just there to depress you. It's the opposite of the heart. Stop, who cares about the news says? It will be what it will be. And when H. Kodesh sends out a letter, we can go back, and we know we can go back. They're trying to destroy me. There's Pergamum are talking to me. They're telling me, you're a loser. It's specifically then they put as well, your consolations cheer my soul. You console me. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu consoles how? Because he helps some person find a good point in himself in the Tzitzitova. That's the greatest consolation, and a Chama, the greatest chizuk when a person finds strength within himself. You don't need to hear from other people. You find something good about yourself, you strengthen yourself. You reveal your strength. And with that, a Kodesh Baruch Hu what? Mishashay Nafsho, a person makes himself a Shashua. A Shashua is a delight, a happiness. But the Ikkar is we have to find the happiness within ourselves. We have to make ourselves feel good and feel confident within ourselves. We should all have a good Shabbos, a Menuchah Shabbos. And I think my kids are screaming in the background. Someone will take care of them. Everybody should have a good Shabbos. Kol Tov.